This is Carol Kosovar looking at education on KALW, and I'm here at Lowell High School with a bit of a smile because I'm here to talk to Principal Andy Ishibashi about two major awards Lowell High School has just won, the California Distinguished Schools Award and, close to my heart, the California Exemplary Arts Program Award. So, Andy, congratulations, and what do you think of this?
Thank you, Carol. It's a big time to celebrate, because Lowell's fortunate and we're lucky to receive this award again. And it's the students and the staff and the community who worked hard for this award.
So you've got an award, and what is it that they look at? Why do they give Lowell, as opposed to some other schools, these really important awards?
Well, this year they, on the invitation, they said we were recognized for our academic achievement. And of course, having some of the top students in the city of San Francisco, due to our admissions process, we should be performing as one of the top schools. So looking at our academic achievement, we have achieved to a point where we received the application, the nomination and application for this award, in which we completed it, and it was accepted, and we are awarded this outstanding award.
So when you look at the outside of the school, sometimes you got big logos on it.
Yes, we do. So we have a number of years we are adding it. And the new logo that that should be up there is also the Exemplary Arts Award that we received. This isn't our first time receiving that award. We received it in 2009, and we also received it in 2013. So with that said, we are putting the California Exemplary Arts logo on the auditorium with the years, as we have the other awards.
So one of the things I think we all know is that there's a real strong relationship between kids who take the arts and kids who do well in school. And so we're seeing it here at Lowell, aren't we?
Yes, and it's not just the arts. It's also who's ever active in school, clubs, athletics, but the arts too. And arts comes very close to my heart as a former band director. And so its studies show, yes, students who are active score better, they achieve higher. But one thing about the arts, music, the arts, drama, it stimulates the brain to a point where the students do achieve even higher. It's the exercise of the brain, whether it's reading the music or working with the clay or painting. It just stimulates the brain that our students achieve academically.
So if you look at, and I've done this, you can go online and look at what are the courses that are offered at Lowell High School. And when I went online and looked at the number of courses in the arts, I said, wow. So, Andy, let's look at what kind of courses there are.
Wow. We have a full visual arts program, ceramics from first year to advanced. We have a full art program from beginning to advanced to AP art. We have AP music theory. We have four orchestras. We have four choirs. We have advanced band, concert band, symphonic band, jazz band. We have beginning, I think, piano. We teach stage crew. Next year, we're going to bring back our architecture and design classes. Altogether, the Visual and Performing Arts Department at Lowell is one of the strongest departments we have.
And one of the things a lot of people don't realize is a lot of times you have public performances.
Yes, actually, we just finished one. Sweeney Todd, very dark. That music was very challenging, but if you saw that, it just left you in awe. Kind of a dark musical, but well done. And it was definitely, in my 12 years as principal, one of the top musicals that was performed.
I know because my children went to Lowell High School. My son was in orchestra, and I always loved to come to the presentations.
This might sound funny, but when I go to the orchestra concerts, I think it's really scary. their level of music they're playing. My first year walking down the hall, they're playing a Rachmaninoff piano concerto. And I was going, And I was on the phone with my older sister, who also is a music director. And she goes, oh, are you at like the symphony rehearsal or something? I go, no, Joy, that is our advanced orchestra. And she goes, you're kidding me. And it was just, that was my first year coming here. And so just knowing that, experiencing that, I already knew that Lowell had an outstanding arts program.
Let me just remind you, this is Carol Kosovar, Looking at Education on KALW, and I'm here congratulating Andy Ishibashi, who is the principal at Lowell High School, for winning two important awards, the California Distinguished Schools Award and the California Exemplary Arts Award. Now, you mentioned something that a lot of people know, but I think it's important when we talk about these kinds of awards, is that you're really getting a certain level of kids at Lowell, and that makes a difference in terms of your ability to win these kinds of awards, because there are lots of schools that have great programs.
I certainly agree. You know, when I look at these awards, these are privileged awards. These are awards that you may not see many in inner cities or in minority areas. You know, and those students and those teachers and those programs are working harder, you know, to achieve. I'm really proud to say that when I looked at this year's list, I saw Garfield High School in Los Angeles. I used to work down in East LA, and I'm just very proud of some of the names. I saw KIPP on there, which I'm positive is diverse. So there are schools being awarded, but not many. And I just hope that the California Distinguished Arts Awards Program looks at this more to look at equity on some of these awards, because I've been blessed to receive, this is my third California Distinguished School Award during my tenure, at a California Gold Ribbon and a Blue Ribbon. I mean, these are elite awards. But I just hope that in the future, the National Blue Ribbon, the California Distinguished Schools, that they start looking at some of these other schools. And some of those schools have a great program as well. I do know Garfield High School's marching band was phenomenal in the years. I don't know if they still are, but that art program would be just as good. So when I look at Lowell High School receiving these awards, I'm blessed to receive that. We as a community are blessed, but we have to also be thankful for the students we have. And we do understand, Lowell understands that we're privileged, and that sometimes these awards are expected by the community.
So let's talk a little bit about this whole idea of diversity and privilege and what Lowell High School is doing to address this, because this is an important conversation that we should be having.
You know, I'm glad that you asked that, because since coming to Lowell in 2007, I honestly felt, stepping on our campus, the weakest part of Lowell was not our academic achievement, was not the clubs and organizations and our visual and performing arts programs and the many city championships, athletic programs that we have. The weakest part of Lowell was its diversity. So after 2007, in 2008, I started recruiting minority students here. And not only recruiting minority students, was developing programs. So after the 2012 National Blue Ribbon Award we received, the data of closing the achievement gap, we were recognized for that. But then it made me think even further. So after 2012, I started thinking about certain programs that I could develop here. I started it. And the first program I started was ACCESS, and that stands for African American Common Core Education and Support Program. I was fortunate to have Hoover Lydell work with me on it, that we founded the program and continued, and it till this day it continues. And we focus on my African American students, recruitment, building community, taking care of them social and emotionally, while keeping culture important, and actually telling our story. Another program we started was the LEAP program, was started the following year. And LEAP stands for the Latino Equity and Achievement Program. Same thing. to assist them academically, help them with a sense of belonging, tied in with La Raza Club organization, and heavily recruiting. A matter of fact, when I came to Lowell, the Filipino population was the third largest population at Lowell. The Latino population has grown through the recruitment efforts, and I'm very proud of that. Another group that we started after that was our Filipino and Pacific Islander support program. All these programs, we look at their academic achievement. We look at the ones who are slipping through the cracks and get a hold of them, work with their parents, and continue to support them socially and emotionally. Another program we started was called IMPACT, and you'll laugh at this one. IMPACT stands for Individually Managed Programs for Asian and Caucasian Teens. And these are for the Asians and our white students who are not performing to their level. So we look at the bottom 25 quartile percent, and then we also work with them. You have to help everyone, all child. We don't leave anybody behind. But if you looked at the order that that was important for me, to help our African-American community, our Latino community, Pacific Islanders and Filipino, Asian and white, and lastly, our LGBTQ community. So this year, after going to Chicago and finding out at the National Association of Secondary School Principals professional development activity that our LGBTQ community has the largest amount of homeless, suicide, alcoholism, drug abuse, and even more. And learning those stats, I go, you know what? I'm not doing anything for them. So we have a consultant now that is focused on that, and I work with them, and I'm a listener, and whatever they need, we do. And we're in the process of expanding our gender-neutral bathrooms. We're adding three more. And these are some of the things that were recommended by these students and by the consultant. So all these groups are to assist students. But you might say, well, why are we finding out about this now? When you do things from the heart. You don't do it to wave a flag. Look what we're doing. You know, Lowell's already under the microscope. So for me, I'm just proud of the success of these groups. I'm proud of the people who are working and focusing on my students. And for this, I could say that I'm proud, and some of this really helps the academic achievement of all of our students.
I'd really like to thank Andy Ishibashi for joining me, talking about the California Distinguished Schools Award, the California Art Award, and the efforts that the whole school community is making to help all of the kids and increase the diversity at Lowell High School. This is Carol Kosovar, looking at education on KALW.